Beautiful. Thanks, Dr. Baum. And you actually transitioned us to our next point, which is to take 100% responsibility for our own satisfaction. Tell me more about that.
Well, we have one of our current students who started our year of transformation 2.5 years ago. And she spoke of her husband as what's his name. And she detested him and blamed him for her unhappiness. And as she learned the rules of engagement, and no one here gave her agreement that he was responsible for her unhappiness, she started taking more and more responsibility to be happy, and she would go home happy. And lo and behold, he began changing. Can you imagine? He was suddenly not being indicted and blamed for her unhappiness. And little by little, he changed. And he's never done any of our programs, hasn't cracked one book that we have. But he's become lovable, loving, and they are deeply in love together 2.5 years later.
So I hear one specific about what you're saying is it's almost like the complaint buster. I have nothing to complain about if I haven't gone for creating 100% satisfaction. What would that look like on the job? Can you give me some examples in our careers?
Well, let me back up. Complaints, first of all, are complaints. Nags have one key requirement. You must never get what you wanted. Otherwise, you wouldn't be a nag. You might be called an assertive so-and-so, a bossy so-and-so, but you would not be a nag. Complainers tend to be stuck in a habitual pattern of complaining, where they haven't understood these dynamics to begin moving towards greater satisfaction. And the first thing is to take, well, it's not necessarily the first thing, because different people start at different points, but 100% responsibility is really, really critical.
I'm flashing right now as you're saying this as a parent, when you say the word nag and nag and nag, and it's a common thing for parents, I think, is I'm, you know, asking you to do this again and again and again, and we get in that habitual pattern, which obviously translates also to our relationships.
Yeah, one of our parents in our parenting program shared a tidbit of wisdom that we name after him. We call it the Mike Novak insight. And he said, the first time you tell a child to do something, you're training the child. The second time you tell the child what to do, the child is training you.
Mm-hmm. There's an example that you give that relates to that about a mom and having satisfaction in the morning. Can you share a little bit about that?
Well, satisfaction is a very high state. We had one mother come in and begin working on this stuff, and it took her a couple of years, I forget how long it was, to have her husband and her two sons exactly how she wanted them in the morning. But she started enjoying the mornings. And she used to say that she had three children. One of them was older than she was, and two of them were the ones she bore.
That first one was her husband,
Yes. And it was a beautiful thing to watch her take more and more responsibility and bring them along to the point where she could enjoy a morning and really go off to work a very satisfied, fulfilled person.
Well, and so let's go back to the career example. So what does that look like on the job? You know, somebody might have plenty of complaints about their career or whatever they're in. You know, how do they take 100% responsibility or a challenging conflictual situation or a difficult boss or a difficult employee?
One of the reasons people don't tell their boss what they don't like or what ticks them off is they're irresponsible. And they don't understand that at work, we have a contract to work for the best interest of the company. So if you want to learn to complain, learn to push for the fulfillment of the company mission and point out where you question behaviors as contrary to the best interest of the company. Certain bosses will slap you down. But you will generally be on the safest ground. Mm-hmm. Also, certain bosses will criticize you back. And the trick is to agree with their criticism and take responsibility for your own shortcomings. That's where we get to 50-50 again.